702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Odison.
6 to 7, the Africa Report is brought to you by South African Airways, connecting Africa one flight at a time. Crystal Odison, let's get straight into it. A very good morning to you. We saw images, of course, of President Cyril Ramaphosa in South Sudan. But just next door, this is now 1 year since the beginning of the civil war in Sudan. And the warring parties, are they any closer, Crystal, towards some kind of timetable toward peace?
Good morning, Bongani. Sadly, there's absolutely no pathway or even, you know, some kind of just mediation efforts taking place. What we've seen is that most of the different kind of talks that had happened had simply collapsed because there were so many peacemaking efforts by different parties. We've had Saudi Arabia, we've had the US, we've had Egypt, we've had the UAE, we've had the African Union, we've even had the Intergovernmental Authority, also another regional blocking involved, and nothing has come to fore. In fact, we've had all those peace efforts collapsing and even attempts at a ceasefire. So we do need, I think, real diplomatic efforts from countries to get this moving. And I think the two big parties that has to be involved here is Egypt and the UAE, because they are supporting the different warring parties in here. And so it's been a year, Bongani, can you imagine? And it's been devastating for the people of Sudan, for humanitarian, just living in Khartoum, for instance, and Darfur. And it's been an absolute crisis. In fact, the Doctors Without Borders released a statement, and they said that the level of international neglect is absolutely shocking. We have seen that the international community has absolutely paid little attention to this conflict. We've not seen the humanitarian aid coming to Sudan. And in fact, UN agencies are fearing that people will be starving. We've had about 8.5 million people being displaced. 15,000 people have been killed. Infrastructure completely damaged. And people are simply having to just either try to help each other or be reliant on humanitarian aid. But in some cases, that aid is not able to get to the people that need it because access challenges remain a very big issue. And ultimately, at play, Bongani, we know it's the military headed by General Abdul Burhan versus the RSF, which is General Mohamed Dagalo. Dagalo has basically been in charge of Khartoum, the General Burhan. He's at the Red Sea port. And it really doesn't seem that both of these parties, Bongani, are willing to come to the peace table. And ultimately, I think we need to look at who are supporting these generals, Bongani, who are providing the arms, and ultimately the funding that needs to stop. And there needs to be more pressure put on these countries to actually stop funding these generals and for this war to come to an end.
It's all about war by proxy, is it not? Let's go to West Africa now, Crystal. Nigeria, the grid there collapsing. This, of course, as the wealthiest Nigerians are being charged 200% more for electricity.
Yes, so spare thought for millions of Nigerians, Bongani. Another grid collapse, the last one was in March. So this is, in fact, the fifth time this year that the grid has collapsed, and they only had about 60 megawatts. And so Nigerians that have money, Bongani, they are now having to pay about 230% more for electricity. And so what we see here, Bongani, the utility simply not able to keep up with the demand. People have, of course, everyone has a diesel generator, and that, with all the subsidies away, that is even more. And what is interesting, Bongani, is that Nigeria privatized the electricity system in 2013. So they have about 11 players. So the main utility is only responsible for transmission. And so what we've seen is that energy experts says that the grid, for instance, it's collapsed more than 140 times since this privatization, which of course plunges the country into darkness. It puts huge pressure on industry. And Nigeria matters, Bongani. It's most populous populated, obviously impacts on industry, it impacts on companies. We just saw MTN when they released the results, the amount of money that they are paying for.
Crystal, I'm afraid our audio there just letting us down right at the end, but I think we've got the gist of it. Can you imagine being charged more for electricity simply because you are wealthier? 5 times the grid in Nigeria has collapsed.